Teaching Guidebook, Introduction. This guidebook is designed for parents, leaders, and teachers. It can be used as part of an individual effort to improve as a teacher. It can be used as the basis for teaching the gospel course and teacher improvement meetings. See pages 21 through 22. The Lord taught, "And I give unto you a commandment, that you shall teach one another the doctrine of the kingdom. Teach ye diligently, and my grace shall attend you, that you may be instructed more perfectly in theory, in principle, in doctrine, in the law of the gospel, in all things that pertain unto the kingdom of God that are expedient for you to understand." Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 77 through 78. The home should be the central place in which this is done. The home is supported by the teaching and learning that takes place at church. We all have responsibilities as teachers in these settings and with our neighbors and associates in daily life. We teach as parents, sons, daughters, husbands, wives, brothers, and sisters. We teach as church leaders, classroom teachers, home teachers, and visiting teachers. We also teach as co-workers, neighbors, and friends. Sometimes we teach by the things we say and the testimony we bear, but even more frequently, we teach by example. On the shore of the Sea of Galilee, the resurrected Lord instructed Peter, "Feed my sheep." John chapter 21, verses 16 through 17. The call to teach requires that we nourish the souls of others with gospel truths and thereby lead them to the Savior. See Moroni chapter 6, verse 4. Think of the role of gospel teaching in the salvation of Heavenly Father's children. Can you imagine a duty more noble or sacred? If you are a parent or newly called teacher, you may be especially concerned about this responsibility. Remember that the Lord is ready to help you. He has promised that if we are humble and have faith, He will make weak things become strong unto us. Ether chapter 12, verse 27. In our efforts to improve as teachers, we can build on the experiences we have had and skills we have developed in our lives so far. Our abilities will increase as we prepare carefully, try to strengthen those we teach, and trust the Lord. End of the introduction to the Teaching Guidebook.